Why was that?
Well, whatever. That's what we deemed that he needed or we needed. We won the game. I mean, you know. We didn't need to play 30 to win or to lose, so that's the way it worked out. Charlie's the one that manages the minutes with the defense.
Right. Is that him working his way out of...
Well, a lot of it's dictated by a lot of different things. You're trying to win the game, first of all, and then you do what you have to do, you know. So if this play's been so-so, it's all goes.
We didn't get a chance to talk to Blake Wheeler today. Is he okay? I saw the replay of that hit later on last night.
Yeah. I believe he's fine now. Yeah. I don't think there's anything there, but I didn't see the replay of it.
How big was the win, I guess,
overall? Well, how do you measure that? You know, how do you measure it? I mean, we got a ways to go even when you look at it, you know, create a problem. And, you know, it was good in a lot of ways. It was good for our everything. Our self-esteem, our own, you know, get rewarded for working and working the right way and for 60 minutes. It's good to get results, you know. Puts us back nearby. It doesn't really solve anything completely yet. We've got a ways to go yet, you know, so we know that. Got some work to do. Tuesday's our next challenge, you know. I think it feels better. The guys are feel way better today. You know, we certainly understand that I thought we worked well. I thought we played well. We had a lot of good games. When we look at rating players and how we grade them and rate them, you know, the grades are good. And our team game is good. There's a lot of good things out of there. We have to continue down that road. You know, first thing you want to do is build on that. You know. Yeah, you'd like to see, well, it's simple. You'd like to see guys at their best game. That's what you're always trying to get, and you're always trying to help them with it, you know. Sometimes you can't find the solutions, and that, you know. So I think that with him, he's been pretty consistent. He's played pretty well. He's had to play the right side, the left side. That's pretty fairly difficult as well, especially if you don't get too much time to practice. He just plays. I think he's had a good year. Put the numbers aside, I think he's had a good year. He's played some minutes and he's been responsible. He's a good teammate. Done a good job with his game.
Speaking of practice, are you excited there could be a full practice?
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah. And even then, I'm not sure who we'll all have out there, but we'll have a fair amount of bodies. We've got a fair bodies around. Yeah, the wildest thing is it's odd that we have 2 days between games. It feels like it's been, I can't remember the last time we had time between games. It's almost a shock. I almost don't know what to do. You know. And tomorrow practice, I mean.
Already out there that your next 4 games are against teams that are below you in the standings. How do you guard?
We were bought beyond guarding, trust me on that one. We have to win games. We have to win. That's it. You can spell it how you want. We just stand up here and say the same stuff. It's just, we're beyond guarding. I would have liked to have not guarded 5 games ago, 6 games ago, you know. We got to win games. That's it, you know. Like, we got to win games and just go with that, and you know the magnitude of them regardless of who you're playing. I mean, we know who's coming down the pike as well, you know.
Are those sometimes the toughest games to win, though, when you're playing a team that maybe is out of it?
I don't think we can even, you know, at this juncture, come on. Like, you have to, we have to be good. We have to expect to be good. That's it. Anything less than that is just failure. It's not good.
Do you think the team responds better to adversity when they have their backs against the wall?
I wouldn't say that about our team yet. We've faced this situation before. It's hard to say. I don't know if we're there yet.
You mentioned yesterday how the top line is a good indicator of how your team plays. I was wondering if you could expand on how much they'll be relied upon down the stretch.
Well, how do I want me to expand on that? Like, they know what they are. They know that they're relied upon, but, you know, you don't win games with a line. You don't win games with four or five players. You win games with 20 people, regardless of the amount of minutes, who plays and what plays. You know, eventually, that's how you win, collectively. Yes, we know that it helps when certain guys are going. That does help. But you win because of the group, and that's how you have to approach it. And that's what we did yesterday, which was, back to your question, which was good. That's how you win, and that makes you feel a lot better. To me, we collectively did the right thing with 20 people and won the game. Mm-hmm. How much we rely on a group and this and that. And
Brian Little even suggested that when they're going, the secondary scoring seems to improve.
I think that's just, you know, I think it's contagious when you get to, when you get that type of play. It's contagious. People on the bench, they get excited, they watch, they get excited. It just filters through. That's why when you're having lulls in games, you're looking for a spark. That's the spark you're looking for. Follow that spark. So it's not a great answer to your question. How they know what they are. They know they help, and they try every night, and sometimes you don't have it, but you got to find somebody else if that's the way it goes. Okay, thanks guys.